This is the story of John's preaching. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance, and don't even think about saying to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What should we do?" And he said in reply, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Don't extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." And so with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. Well, this is John the Baptist. And in reciting this story, you are presenting John the Baptist. He is an Elijah person, a person like Elijah, full of rage against the prophets of Baal and the defection of the people of Israel. And what is his voice like? Is he the embodiment of the wrath of God to come? Well, there's some of that dynamic in his voice, I think. But my hunch is that his voice was strong, it was loud, it was forceful. But it's also that, as is made clear by the end of this, that it's not all about bad news. This is also good news. So John the Baptist is a prophet of this new age, of this new period of history. So it's good news because it means that the dominance of evil men and evil ways will come to an end. So there will be justice. And the best way for justice to happen is that those who are doing evil will change their minds and turn around and do something else. Well, that's what's so striking about the people who come to John the Baptist and who are named by this. First of all, he talks to the crowds, just everyday people. But then tax collectors came to be baptized. Well, they were the epitome of sinners and of those who did evil in the land of Israel. They collected taxes for the Romans. They profited at an enormous rate, and they were the agents for the extensions of Roman oppression. But even more so then, the soldiers. These Roman soldiers came and asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" So clearly they were coming out and listening to John's preaching, and they too were moved by it and were trying to figure out what could they do to repent. And John's exhortation to them is to not extort money, as clearly they were doing, and of being satisfied with their wages, which clearly they were not. And so John is naming then the things that would specifically mean repentance for those who were a primary source of evil and of wrongdoing in the country of his day. Now, the major dimension of John's preaching is that everyone is involved in ways of sin. So the brood of vipers is all of us. And the spirit of this is not unlike the spirit of the wilderness camp meetings in 18th, 19th century America. You know, if you're involved in sin, you are liable to the judgment of God. And the way to be saved from condemnation is to repent and to begin to act with righteousness and kindness rather than with selfishness and greed. So these examples, these three examples that are given in response to John, are specific examples that Luke uses to make it more specific about what this meant. And the logic of the speech is that John has authority and power, like what was prophesied by Isaiah. And he is the agent of the proclamation of the coming of the kingdom of God. Is he the Messiah? Decisively, no. He is the one who prepares the way for the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. And his ministry, his actions, provide then the prelude to Jesus.